We're back here again.
No, no, we're not fucked. I knew you were going to say this.
I'm having an existential crisis. I just died, and it was horrifying, and I did everything I could, and I was invisible, and then I wasn't. And then
everything. You did hide.
That's a lot.
Let's do a little bit less of that, maybe.
I don't see any other way out of this. I think we're just going to have to build a giant robot out of bar parts.
Do you know how to build a robot?
I think we can do it. We've got a can-do attitude. We've got ropes. We've got hinges off the doors. We can make this work.
You've picked a strange time to develop a can-do attitude. And a strange subject about which to have a can-do attitude.
Well, if you have any other ideas, I'd like to hear them.
I have no robot making experience, and I know you don't either. although you are magical, I think maybe instead of building new humanoid robots, maybe we use the people here
and make them into a robot. How does that work?
No, not that. Will you listen to yourself, Dad? You're embarrassing me again in front of everyone here.
Everyone here, you're right. We have to get everyone united to build this robot. People, gather around. Get your things. We're gonna start taking things off.
No,
the
no.
We're gonna use the toilet for a head. Get it?
I love how you had. You had literally an eternity to think about what we were going to do, our next steps. And the best you could come up with was building a robot out of toilets.
Our parts. You know, tubes and glass.
Tubes and glass don't make a bar. Tubes and glass make a motorcycle.
What did you say? Fire and glass?
Fire. Well, there's definitely fire. There must be fire here.
We could just make a bar golem. It's like magic or something. I think I can probably.
Do you have a bar golem spell? A golem spell?
Can
you learn one soon?
What if we just built me a robot to be for me to hide inside while it fought against the robots? I'm trying to think here. I'm running out of steam.
All right, fine. You're right. This is a greenhouse. This is what we talked about in school. It's a safe space. There's just no bad ideas. Let's just get it all out there, except the toilet one. That one was bad. But all the other ones, they're probably good. Just let it flow. Let it flow.
I don't have any other ideas.
Right. Let's see. What else they got?
Are the robots here?
You're right. We have hinges. Got hinges.
What are you going to do with those hinges?
I don't know. We have soccer bombs and hinges, glass, fire, and tubes. That's all I know that we have.
All right, while you guys are arguing about this, Layla the lizard comes up and walks to your booth and asks, how y'all doing? Can I get you anything to drink or eat?
I'd like some yeast.
Yeah, how are we doing on the yeast?
The taste.
The yeast is fresh out.
No, you said that last time, but I know there's yeast back there. How about this? And I coyly slide a gold piece towards her.
She picks it up, puts it in her pocket, says, yep, still no yeast.
Minus one gold. Well, that's coming out of your tip, Layla.
I think that was my tip.
Here's a tip.
I remember you two from last time, and that's the most I ever got out of you.
Wait, so they remember... Wait, so Layla, you remember the last time? Your memory persists?
Yeah, that fire was fun.
You remember when you killed us?
Oh, yeah.
That's not nice.
This is the best time I've had in a long time. All these other people I've killed so many times, it just gets boring.
Huh. Well, I'm
glad we added some levity to your life.
There's, no fight to any of them.
So, I got a question. Someone were to fight you, what would they have to do? to defeat you.
What are your various weaknesses?
Let me tell you.
Mine, for one, is redheads. That's my weakness. Your weakness?
For instance, if I turned your bar into a giant fighting robot, would that be a threat?
No, as a robot, I think they would probably join my side against.
Ex-nay on the Abres.
What,
the actually, robot? That's a really good idea. I might make one myself.
A robot? Bar robot?
Yeah.
You are a bar robot.
I'm going to make another one.
You know what, Layla? We need a little more time to think about it. Why don't you give us a minute?
Okay. And she walks away.
That did not go well.
I don't know what else to do. I get I panic and I
you
talk
panic and
I
just
panic.
Ask for help? From the enemy?
I thought I was being clever. Instead, yeah. I
Do you have Zone of Truth?
Do I have what?
Zone of Truth.
What is that?
It's a spell. Maybe made up, but I heard about it in a book once.
Zone of Truth definitely exists.
I don't know what he...
Can you learn it?
It's not in my book.
It is not in the book.
I don't have the Zone of Truth, but I can give you the Finger of Truth.
Oh, wow.
Give you the bird.
Thank you. Professional as always, Dad. All right. Okay, robot. Let's just table that for now. Maybe. Let's just call it a maybe. I don't know how to make a robot. You have no robot spells. I think maybe we ought to utilize these soccer moms as a sort of, how do you say, cannon fodder. Maybe we'll gum up the works of the robots or something. Or maybe they can fight. I don't really know.
See, you made me feel really bad about the robot idea. But you want to use people as cannon fodder gumming up the works? Who raised you? Where did you get this notion from? For God's sakes, they're people.
Are they? I mean, they've died thousands and millions of times. Are they really people? I mean, if we're going to get philosophical about it, they're probably closer.
Are we really people? Are we really people?
I don't know. I ask myself. I'm asking myself the same thing.
Listen, I found it best not to ask about anything, just to fill your life with meaningless things until we get to the end.
Well, we've got 11 hours until the end again.
Until you come up with a bad idea, Daddy's going to be in the back pulling up the toilet to make a robot head.
Okay. I am going to start... I still have my carpenter's tools, don't forget.
We'll need those for the robot.
I would like to start building a fort.
Again?
Wait, I thought that you stormed off to start working on a robot.
I'm not far. I'm on the other side of the park and then it's the room.
All right, fine. I'm not building a fort. I'm going to go flirt with some soccer moms.
Okay.
Am I successful?
You have to make it a little appealing. Can't just say I flirt with them.
All right. Am I going to go first, or is Boo going to do his toilet thing first?
You go first. I haven't really decided what I'm doing.
Decide. You said you're going to make a robot out of toilets.
And now I'm in the bathroom sitting on the toilet crying. You do your own thing, I'll do mine.
All right. I'm going to saddle up to, let's just say, I don't know why I'm sideways, but I'm going to saddle up to this table over here.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, so guys... maybe we got off on the wrong foot. I'm Summer. How are you?
I'm doing terrible.
You're doing terrible. Okay. Yeah, so me too.
Terrible.
Me too. How did you die last time? Because I don't remember how I died, but it was
painful. Think it was smoke inhalation from some idiot lighting a booth fort on fire.
I know, right? That was a really dumb idea.
Do you know who did that?
Oh, it was probably that middle-aged crying man. I don't remember his name, but I call him Dad sometimes just because... I don't know.
You call a random person you've never met before Dad?
Oh, yeah. It's like a pet name. I would call you Dad if you were a man, but you're clearly a woman. All woman. All of you. You're all women.
You know what? I never asked. How did you die last time?
Oh, smoke inhalation. You know, the standard stuff. Or maybe arrows. I don't. You know, honestly, it was a blur. It was just, but it was painful.
Wasn't that your first time?
Dying? Yeah. No, don't recommend.
No, in this bar. For Slaughterfest. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Slaughterfest.
Everybody remembers how they died the first time.
Yeah, I don't. Sorry.
One of the robots took one of the pizza things off the wall. You know, the thing they used to get the pizza out of the oven?
Oh, the shovel, the pizza shovel. That's what we call it.
Yeah, and they cut my head off with it.
Ouch, that must have been bad.
And another one goes, yeah. And
then rude.
The owlbear flipped one of the stools upside down, just threw me on top of it and impaled me.
Oh, I can almost feel it when you tell me about it. It's quite painful. I'm so sorry that happened to you.
And the third one goes, I just had a heart attack.
Oh, so were you really killed? You were killed by yourself and your bad choices, it sounds like.
No, they scared me so bad. My heart arrhythmia acted up.
Right, but it's kind of your fault.
That's not how arrhythmia works.
Well, it's your body's fault.
That's your...
And then I point at it with my thumb, and I'm like,
over that.
This one, right? what a weakling.
No, that's my sister.
So oh, your sisters. I thought you were sisters. You all look similar and beautiful. Okay. And yes. And, how about we stop dying? Have you thought about that?
Are you trying to use a tactic they use for improv?
Yes, and let's not die this time.
You're going to die this time.
No. And
we don't want to be with you. So
no,
please kindly
hear me
leave
out.
Leave us alone.
I have a great plan.
All right, what's your plan?
Oh, it's a great,
what
great
is it?
Plan. It's the best plan.
What is it?
It requires everyone pitching in.
To do
fighting.
How?
Well, against the, you know, and then I point over by some of the animatronics. Let's say the Tommy Two Frog. What's his name? Two Frog. Tommy Two Toad.
Thomas T Toad.
Tommy T Toad.
Tommy T Toad. And I point against them. Let's give them what for.
How are we going to fight, though?
Can I make, like, a charisma check or something?
Yeah.
I need help. I need help.
I need help.
Do a charisma check.
Charisma. I forgot how to do it.
Go checks. Hit charisma.
It's public a 1d20 plus 0. Oh, so I have 0 charisma?
Yeah.
That's surprising. Oh, yeah! 2! That's good, right? We're trying to roll. This is like golf?
This is not like golf. No. 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 We're not buying into your fake bullshit. Leave us alone.
It's not fake. Do you want to keep
Leave
dying?
Leave us alone.
All right. Then I go over to a different table. Thassel. Well, hello. These are all women, right?
No, this is the family.
Okay. All right.
Mom, dad, son. I think there was an uncle.
All right. So who's the head of the family here?
The one at the top speaks up and has in her womanly voice.
Says, oh, it's a woman.
I am. Yeah. Does that surprise you that a woman is the head of the family?
Oh.
Huh?
Let's not get into it. I already struck out with the last family.
No, that was me asking, not the character.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not. It happens from time to time. I can't say I approve, but what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
So, hello, I am Summer, a innocent, wonderful young woman, and I'm looking to join your family.
Please. You want to join my family? Because my brother over there, he's single.
And I look over to him, and I don't know, should it be? I want to know whether or not I find him attractive, and I want it to be random. Check. Okay. Skills? Yeah, there's a perception skill. All right.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Oh.
He is the redhead.
Of my dreams.
The redhead of your dreams.
So.
And you look over at him and his mouth is just dropped to the floor staring at you.
Oh, yeah. You must have noticed my new butt.
Not yet. You're facing me.
Oh, well, maybe you could notice it later.
Well, can I see it now?
Whoa.
Wow, that's quite forward. And I look over at his dad.
I don't have much time. So I'm going to get right to it. Show me that butt.
That is awfully forward. And I'd say it's turning me off a bit. Mm. And I'm going to walk away from their table, but I'm going to sassy it up.
Guys, this conversation would be so bad if we had a larger group and we were playing like a regular D&D. Like, this is like stuff they talk about on the Reddit. Like, they want to talk about, show me that butt.
No, right. Yes, I hear you, but I'm not doing that. I'm just going to walk away and I'm going to sashay and just let him see what he wants to, you know.
All right.
Since he likes what he sees.
Since you rolled a 20 on that, he gets up and he follows you.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I get a break?
Yeah, boo, your turn. What are you doing?
Toilet. I'm sitting on the toilet. I'm not like pooping.
You're sitting on the toilet?
I'm not using it. I'm just like sitting, like crying, because I don't know how to build a robot, but I can't like look the fool. Can I have a perception check?
For what? What are you looking for?
I'm in the bathroom. I just want to know what's in here. I have some idea what I can do in here.
I mean, it's just a normal bathroom.
Right,
there's not like a warrior robot hard drive hidden anywhere.
All right, can I look inside the top of the toilet and see if there's anything in there?
Sure, give me a perception.
Where's perception again? I forgot. Just regular, like.
Yeah.
Five.
You somehow can't get the lid of the toilet or the tank lid of the toilet off.
What? What is this toilet made out of?
It's not locked down. You just can't do it.
What if the floor is broken? How are they going to fix that? Summer, get in here. I need your bow. I need your bow to pry this lid off this toilet. We can use the parts to make something, I'm sure. What?
I have an idea, but I don't know how to bring it up organically.
Okay.
So these are robots. I think we talked about they're electronic in some way. Maybe.
Yes. Yeah.
I would think that they don't like water. Possibly.
Okay. Possibly.
I wonder if, Jerry, if you could have, as you're struggling with the plumbing, basically, to check the toilet, you could have, like, some kind of, I don't know, epiphany about robots not liking water and maybe something around the plumbing.
I got it. So I ripped the toilet off the wall. And let me do an athletics.
Trying to open it.
Yeah, give me an athletics check on that one.
All right, normal. Cool. I ripped the toilet off the wall.
You budge it a little bit, and then you notice the lid gets a little bit loose.
It's 11.
You want to rip a toilet off the wall?
Yeah.
It's not going to be an easy thing to do.
Have you ever done it?
I am ashamed to admit I have not.
Then let me have this one thing, man.
I gave you what I can give you.
All right. I was going to rip the toilet off the wall and see if I can get to the water main, but I guess I'm just going to sit here and cry some more.
Well, I mean,
he'll produce in a form of water. Yeah.
So what happened? He nudged it and like it started leaking.
No, the lid on the top became loose.
Oh, became loose. So again, whatever you want to do, I'm just saying that like maybe if the lid came loose, now you could open it.
I'm opening it. I'm going for the floater.
Okay. All right.
I don't know what to do. I'm a little, you're going to have to give me some
direction. All right. Can you give me another, what did you roll?
My initial plan out of character, my initial plan was I was going to try to rip it off the wall. Water was going to spew everywhere. And I was going to get the idea of maybe I could freeze it with my ray of frost and then blast them when they came in or something. I don't know. I'm just flying by the seat of my pants here.
You still can. You can find a way to get water on the floor.
With my hands in the toilet?
I mean...
I mean, just that, because you failed the first option. Check, you can keep trying to do what you're trying to do, just maybe with other checks or different ways.
Well, okay. Summer, get in here. We're going to use your bow to pry this toilet off the wall.
Yeah. So when you yell that, like, that boy is following me, and all of a sudden, like... You know, I was in the zone, like I was actually working it, and I hear from the bathroom, Summer, your dad needs help in here. I look at the boy, and I'm just beet red in embarrassment. Dad! And then I skitter off back into the bathroom. This better be good.
Got a good idea, Summer. We're going to rip the toilet off the wall.
That would be a first.
We're going to rip the toilet off the wall.
And then what?
We're going to spew water everywhere. I bet you them robots don't like water. Especially toilet water.
That sounds disgusting.
Do you have any better ideas?
You want to fill this bar with toilet water? Doesn't it smell bad enough already?
My thinking is we break it off, I freeze it, and then when they come in, we unfreeze it. With the fire from the restaurant.
You don't have fire.
The restaurant does. We've established this many times. It's got fire and glass.
I think that was out of character. They have glass here and fire. Fire. Okay.
I don't know what else to do, Summer. This is as.
I told you what to do. Why don't you ingratiate yourself into one of these stupid soccer moms' families?
I ingratiate? I've been in the bathroom for 20 minutes. They've all saw me in here. What am I supposed to do?
Well, clean yourself up and act like a man. And
I am not sociable today. I am very, very upset.
All right. Fine. All
right, give me your bone.
Fine. If it's so important to you that we rip this toilet off the wall, then we will rip the toilet off of the wall. I don't know how it's going to help, but... You know, it did not be the worst thing to happen to us in the last session or so. And I go to walk over by the toilet, like on like half of the toilet, and put my hands on the toilet, like, you know, to like, you know, like when you lift something heavy up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And then I grab your bow and I'm like using it to like.
No, no, stop. You're going to break it. Give me that back. No,
all right, quick, quick. No, God, no, I need no. Do we both roll an athletics check?
Or wait, what?
You're really doing that?
Wait, yeah, what are we doing?
I'm ripping the bow off now.
With the bow.
Please don't. I already broke this once playing baseball with it. Can we not break it again? It's so good. The bow is so good.
All right. You can have it.
No.
Just help me. Just give me a hand to rip this toilet off.
Give me a persuasion check.
Oh, God damn it.
Persuade me.
Nine. That's good enough, right?
No.
So, what number? What's the number is good enough? Because I got 11 and that wasn't good enough. I'm actually trying to question.
It depends on the scenario. If it's something easy, then it would be a 5. If you're trying to, let's just say, shoot a dime out of the air with a bow and arrow, you're going to have to get like an 18 or 19.
Maybe you would.
I see.
You know what I mean? So it depends on the situation.
I was generally like, because I thought it was like over like 8 was good, under 8 was bad, or something like that.
Yeah, no, it depends on how hard it is.
I see.
So apparently, this was hard.
Oh, we're fucked.
All right. Well, I didn't persuade you to stop monkeying around with the bow. So now what?
So, ooh, give me a strength check.
Regular or normal?
Yeah.
Right. So it wasn't a 1.
No, you are not able to. The bow does not help pry it off, but it does not break.
I hate this bar. That's both in character and out of character. It's just a pain in my existence.
Dad, would you listen to me? Just grab onto the toilet and let's pull it off of the wall with our hands.
Hands, all right.
Our we'll hands.
Do we'll do it together.
All right, both of you give me a strength check.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Oh. All right. Cure's side of the toilet becomes a lot more loose than Summer's.
Okay. All right, it's coming. Keep pulling.
A little bit of water starts trickling out.
All right.
We almost got it. We're going to rip this toilet off the wall. This is going to be the best thing we've done this entire game. We're finally working together, Summer. Hold my hand. We're going to do it again. We're going to give one more pull.
We're finally going to fill this place with sewage, just raw sewage. It's going to be great.
We're going to fuck this place up. We're going to do it together. We're going to do it together for a million years. All right. Do I just do another strength check?
Yeah, both of you do another strength check.
Very cool. We're going to do it this time. I have a good feeling.
I don't.
All right. Oh. Yeah.
It doesn't budge.
Whoa.
All right. I guess this plan doesn't work either. So let's go out and come up with a new plan.
All right. I hate this toilet. I kick it.
Yeah, I didn't like this toilet anyway.
I kick it again. And I fall over. One strain.
So this is what men's bathrooms are like, huh?
Oh, it's awful.
It is.
There's just down the stall. There's another man crying.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's talk to him.
All right.
Do you want me to take the lead?
Oh, I can't talk to him. He's heard me cry.
I know, but I'm not supposed to be here. I'm a teenage woman.
Honey, this is a murder bar. Nobody cares anymore. We're all dead.
All right. I softly knock on the stall door.
You don't get a response.
I pound on the stall door.
No response.
Hey there.
I reach my hand under the door saying, hey, buddy, are you okay?
Hey, how's it going, buddy? Hey, how are you? All right, let's kick this fucking door open.
I kick the door in.
Give me a performance check.
A what?
A performance check.
Performance, huh? Where is that at? Oh, yeah!
Yeah, right. Suck it.
You successfully kicked the door open.
Uh-huh. And it was just a pair of shoes?
It's just a pair of boots. With some leg bones sticking out of it.
Why? Why would that be? And why was it crying?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I know. I'm asking the air. Like, what? I mean, if God hears it, so be it. But, fuck, like, why?
What was it? Just bones?
It's just bones and boots.
Why?
This place fucking sucks. All right, I'm leaving this bathroom.
That's fine. I hate this place too. We're leaving.
So you go join the...
Yeah, I give up. I'm going to lay down.
The general public?
I'm tired. I've cried. I've pulled on a toilet. I bonded with my daughter for a hot second, and it didn't get me anywhere. Just like in real life, I'm going to go lay down and just wait.
All right. So you got about 9 hours now.
Fantastic.
I'm just kind of standing there, not really sure what to do at this point. Kind of wandering around. Is Layla anywhere? Hey, where is Layla?
Okay, so she comes back over to the table.
Hey, Layla.
What can I do for you?
Well, how are you doing on that yeast?
I told you we're out.
I know that you're not. You're holding
and
on.
I'm telling you we are.
What do you even have?
What do you want?
Potato skins.
We don't have those.
I thought this was a shenanigans.
Nope, this is Frankie Freems.
Frankie.
Notoriously famous for running out of food.
Do you have a blooming onion?
Here. We're going to die here. This place is awful. I hate it.
We have onions.
Yeah. Are they cooked?
They can be.
Are they Funyuns?
Or are they just fun onions?
Well, what onion is a fun?
I can think of a few.
Not here at Frankie Freems.
All right, then bring me your funnest onions, please.
Funnest onions.
Do you want them cooked?
Yes.
How would you like them cooked?
Just with respect.
With respect. Yes.
Please.
Okay. And she goes off to the kitchen.
What about the beaver? Is he around?
There was a beaver.
Billy Beave, I like to call him.
But he's on the stage playing washboard and some spoons.
Oh. All
right. Oh. Can we? I don't know what to do. Are there animatronics here?
Yeah. Layla's the server. And all the other ones are playing in a band.
If we were to attack them, would that be fruitless?
It would immediately start the slaughter fest.
All right, what? Let's start the slaughter fest.
What?
How should we start the slaughter fest?
I say just throw a bottle at the one.
All right, I'm throwing a bottle at the one.
Which one?
I don't care anymore. I'm doing it too.
I'm just going to throw it at the stage.
I come out from underneath the table and I whip a chair. And then I immediately go back underneath the table.
Okay. Roll for initiation.
anymore. We're gonna die.
It's pretty good. Someone rolled a 20. I hope it was Boo.
It was Boo.
Oh, wonderful.
So it is Billy Beaver's turn.
First. Never heard of him. Oh, Billy Beav, I like to call him. I thought Boo rolled the 20. We had two 20s.
Yeah.
Unfucking believable.
Let's see. Yeah. That doesn't make sense at all.
Andy.
Bugbear so, rolled. Oh, okay. Never mind. Yes.
I think we're getting close to break.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, we're pretty close.
And overrule me if you want. Can you just describe a scene in which everyone gets slaughtered? Because I don't want to really go through all the mechanics of losing.
Yeah.
And there's no way we're going to win without any advantage.
I was going to suggest that too.
Okay.
So yeah, let's just call it a walk or call it over.
Yeah, but can you, I would like some color about what happened.
So after the bottle smashed on the stage.
Is that okay with you, Boo?
I'm out of ideas. My best idea in creative, my best idea was the robot idea, and it got downhill from there.
All right.
So after the bottle smashes on stage,
And the chair, sorry.
Buster the Bear lets out a giant roar, and Layla comes running out from the kitchen.
With onions?
With a big pitcher.
Of onions.
Of yeast. Bubbling
yeast.
Fryer onions. Oil.
Hot?
I said bubbling, so yes.
It could be bubbling with cold.
And she goes, here's your goddamn onions, and throws it on you. Her first knuckle flaps open and lights you guys on fire.
And we burn alive.
You burn alive.
Both of us.
Both of you.
What about everyone else? Presumably they died somehow.
They die. Yeah, they get slaughtered.
My God. This place is terrible. Especially because they have no appetizers.
So you want to take the break and come back?
Yes. I might not come back. I might stay dead this time.
Remember that oil burning you alive.
Yeah.
And is flammable.
I feel like we're getting somewhere.
All right.
I feel like that was an improvement. It was a fruitful death.
It was a fruitful death. But a lot faster than the last one.
Well, only because we skipped we did skip.
Yeah.
Murder. All the murder.
Oh, you got your gruel?
What?
You got your gruel?
Cheerios.
Oh.
I think maybe. All right, you guys want to discuss this go around?
You talking about us three or like in character?
Either or. You wake up back at the booth.
All right.
Feeling fresh as a babe.
Out of character, I'm just going to say I have no idea what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm kind of out of ideas.
I think, all right, so before you give us any hints, Andy, can I go?
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess it's a little bit meta. I'm going to try not to be too meta, but I don't think there's a trick to it. There's not. I don't think that there's like a puzzle or like a. I don't know. I don't think there's a trick to it. It's not a puzzle, right, Andy?
It's not a puzzle.
Not exactly. All right. So
it's think of it more like an escape room.
Well, that's literally a puzzle. I think that's a bad analogy.
But let me finish.
Okay.
There are things in a restaurant that can help you fight.
Well, we know toilets are not one of them.
And I know it's probably easier for me to say this since I've worked in kitchens. I currently work in a kitchen, so I know what kind of things can be used as weapons.
Yeah, but not necessarily weapons against... okay. All right. Can I go back to character?
Yeah.
All right. So, how do you think that went?
It was a little better than last time.
I was less boring than last time, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, didn't die from its suffocating, you know. Just died.
Yeah, fire.
Yeah, didn't see that coming.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
But I think maybe there's some silver linings here?
Nope.
Okay, well... I throw a bottle at the stage again.
I'm sitting at Jerry's sitting at the bar eating a bowl of cereal that he found underneath the bar. I'm like, nope, we're fucked.
No. All right, Dad. I know that's your natural position to just give up
and eat Cheerios.
And eat Cheerios. I know that's your happy-ish place. But I think maybe there's some good things here. One, well, we learned don't throw a bottle at the stage or a chair. I'm not sure which one sent him over the edge, but maybe let's not. Could have been either. I'm not going to say it was the chair's fault or the glasses. Maybe it was, we don't know.
You want to try it again?
I heard something in school where they said something like the definition of craziness is doing the same thing twice and hoping something different would happen.
That's public school for you.
Yeah. It was on a poster, actually. One of those motivational posters.
What was the picture on it?
It was a sailboat, which I thought was strange. I didn't really see the connection. Maybe they're not connected.
Well, it's stupid. Drilling wouldn't work then.
I see.
Literally what they do every day until they get somewhere.
I see you're in a mood.
Yep.
Give me a perception check.
Wait, hold on. I would like to say some things that I noticed.
Okay.
About what happened last time.
Okay.
And then. Can I, or I mean, if you want me to do the perception now.
No, go ahead.
Okay. So we learned don't throw a glass or a chair at stage on the stage. That would really piss them off. But what else did we learn?
The toilet is really secure to the wall.
We learned that too, perhaps.
Oh,
Craig!
Craig! No!
They got Craig too!
They turned on their own kind.
The robots?
The robots, yeah.
Bro-bot!
Schedule maintenance.
Oh, we won't be able to record the rest of it then?
No, I have other ways to record it.
Oh, right.
Tiger's been recording us three different ways since we started this thing.
Good, because Craig is unreliable.
Yeah, that's why.
Two of them audio, one of them video, I bet.
I know, it's kind of bad, but I'd rather take Ryan over Craig.
Why would they have scheduled maintenance at 9 o'clock on it? Okay, so, all right. We learned, don't throw a glass and or a chair, maybe both, at the stage. Bad idea. But from every bad idea comes a good idea, I think is also on a poster I saw. Remember how we died? Fire. And how did they get that fire? Did you see that she had the pitcher full of...
Fire?
Fire juice, kind of.
What was it again? I thought it was onions.
No. I think it may have onions in it, which would explain the smell. But it was probably mostly various fire. Types of saturated fats and trans oils.
All that good stuff.
So they must have oil in the back that if they could use it for fire, then we could use it for fire. Although they did show a certain impervious to fire when I set the fort on fire that I built. But maybe they'll be weak to grease fires.
What was your fort called? Fort
Kickass. And you're a bad father for not remembering.
Oh, I just remember it burning down. Went really fast. We died pretty fast.
Unrelated. And, all right, so I learned this. I talked to that family over there. The soccer moms. One, they're sisters. And two, they hate me. But three, they died via pizza shovel. So there's a pizza shovel back there. We could probably get that and do some havoc.
Okay.
What else? Oh, that boy liked my butt, my new butt. I feel like we really hit it off. I'm not sure if we could use his young strapping body to help us. And so,
my God, that, summer.
That muscular, muscular boy. I bet he could. And then I just trail off for a second. He could probably help us. That is the extent of my observations from the last Slaughterfest.
Last Slaughterfest.
All right, now give me a perception check.
All right. Great, 5.
My favorite.
All right, you notice out of the side of your eyes, out of the corner of your eye, that that young strapping redhead is coming up to your table.
Dad, be cool. For the love, yeah, no, you've never been cool before, but be cool now. I need it so bad.
Summer, I'm a grown man eating Cheerios at a bar. I'm the epitome of cool.
I hate you so much.
And he walks up at that I'm the epitome of cool line for eating cereal at a bar that is, let's be honest, probably soaked with tears.
The bar
or the cereal?
The cereal.
That's what we in the business call a misplaced modifier.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What business?
English.
The English business.
Yes, it's lucrative.
Gotcha. Okay. So he comes up and he hears that and goes, oof, and starts to turn away.
Wait, come back.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't you want to talk to me? And I flip my hair.
Not with this weird guy sitting around.
Dad, don't you have a bathroom to go? Take your Cheerios into the bathroom and go eat them in there.
Gladly. I storm off eating Cheerios into the bathroom. And by the way, they're frosted.
They're frosted Cheerios?
Yeah.
No one asked.
Did you not know in real life? Did you not know there's frosted Cheerios?
I guess I know Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, I didn't know about your mind.
I'm about to blow your mind. Try frosted Cheerios.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not a big fan of fun.
Okay, so
frosted Cheerios is so goddamn fun.
I don't know. You look like you're having a ball.
While he's eating them in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Okay, so the guy, the strapping young man sits down next to you.
What's so that?
That was the chair. The bar stool squeaks.
But I'm at a booth.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird, isn't it? That bar stool over there squeaked.
Oh.
I really hope that didn't come up on the recording.
Oh, yeah. No,
oh, it did. I heard it over here.
So he goes, he starts talking to Summer. He goes, so you guys died really quick that time.
Wait, he sat down on what side?
Opposite of you.
Okay.
He goes, so you guys died really fast that last time.
And I didn't get your name.
Pretty brutal. My name is Brimble.
Brimble. You don't look like a Brimble.
Brimble. I get that a lot. What do I look like then?
Tad.
No, I think I'll stick with Brimble.
I like Tad.
Tad.
Okay. I mean,
it rhymes with Dad.
I have no issues with my father or anyone else, even if the dad does rhyme with Dad.
Don't know. Last time you did go running into the bathroom to save him. I don't know what that was about. I don't think I want to know what that's about.
It was not Cheerios related.
That raises more questions.
If that's what you're wondering.
I wasn't.
Raises more questions. Okay.
All right, honey. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I derailed us. What were you saying, Brimble? Brimble. Sweet Brimble.
Sweet Brimble.
So you guys died really quick. It was, it killed me on the inside a little bit.
Oh, it killed me on the outside and the inside. It was very painful. Yes,
please don't make me relive watching you be burnt to a crisp with onions. It smelled really good. I'm just going to throw that out there. I don't want to have any secrets between us. It smelled fantastic. Onions and burnt Summer. Ugh.
Oh, this is awkward.
Yeah, it is. But anyway, as I was saying, that fire you guys went through.
Yeah, it hurt.
Yeah. I'm sure it did. But the robots end up walking through it to get to those triplets over there.
Great. And
he points behind them.
So they're impervious to fire.
Can I finish my story?
Okay, sorry. They walk through the fire to the triplets.
To the triplets. But after getting to the fire, there was noticeably some damage to them.
Okay.
Like, it really slowed them down. And you can tell that they were not moving as quick as they would before.
So weak to grease fires, impervious to fort fires.
I don't
know. I'm just talking out loud. Sorry. I was just talking to myself.
I don't really know.
Weird. Did you hear that? Did I say that out loud?
I don't really know the difference. I'm just a lowly plumber, so I know nothing. I know exactly the opposite of fires.
A plumber. Because I need some pipe laid.
It's a little soon for that.
Oh, no, me too. I was just, it was a test. You passed. You passed. I'm sorry.
I don't.
Good job. Weird. Is it hot in here?
You doing great, honey.
Hold on. Oh, there's no... Yeah, give me a deception check.
A deception?
Mm-hmm.
There, 11. That's pretty good.
All right, I guess I'll just accept the... I guess you were just joking then.
Yeah, no, it's awkward. Teenage years, it's a tough time.
Wait, how old are you?
18, for sure. At least 18 or sure. 19. Yep. How old are you?
You don't give me another deception check.
Wait, hold on. We don't know that I'm lying.
Yeah, we do. You have stated previously that you were 17.
Wait, hold on.
But what state is this? This is not, I think Boo's right. This is the sort of thing that is probably what we should be avoiding.
Yeah.
Insane.
No, but you rightly said this is the sort of thing that they teach in GM classes that makes people feel uncomfortable.
Thank God we're brothers and best friends and not strangers.
Yeah, you're right. We should go deeper.
Show me your bot.
So
yes,
he goes, because I'm only 17.
Oh, that's weird. Me too. I messed up. Yeah, I screwed up the math. It's weird. No, I was born on like a leap month. Sometimes it drops a year, but really, yeah, no, I'm 17 too. And if we ever fell in love, it'd be okay. That's all I'm saying.
Leap month.
Okay. And I know what you're thinking. 17-year-old and a plumber already, but I'm kind of like a prodigy.
It's not what I was thinking. I was lost in your muzzles.
My muzzles?
Yeah.
Your muzzles?
Yeah, that too. Yeah, okay. Cool. I have to go to the bathroom.
No, you don't.
Are you going to the correct bathroom?
No, I'm going into the...
Are you gonna go save your dad eating Cheerios?
Is he saying that to me?
Yeah.
No, I totally have to take a wicked, wicked piss. See ya.
Okay, and then he just gets up and walks back to the.
Wicked piss.
Back to his table, but he turns around and goes, just so you know, I'm going to talk to them about maybe us joining forces.
Oh, great. All right.
I think I can convince them.
And I give you a very awkward, like, thumbs up and skitter away.
He gives one back and just turns around and walks away.
All right. And then I walk towards the bathroom and I look like I try to make it look like I'm walking towards the women's bathroom, but I make like a hard right into the men's bathroom.
Okay.
And I go into a stall and I see Bones and Boots. And I was like, oh shit, this is the wrong one. And then I go into and I try to go into the other stall and it's locked. Dad.
What?
Is this your stall?
Yes.
Let me in. It's the same.
Honey, this is not a good time.
No, it's a fine... What?
Your father had to use it.
I can hear the bowl clinking. Do you still have the bowl in there?
Yes.
The Cheerio bowl?
I had to use the toilet.
And eat?
Honey, where was I supposed to put this? If I put it down, someone else would eat my Cheerios.
I guess, yeah, but do you have to keep eating it?
No.
All right, well, should I leave until it's a good time?
No, I flush, I open the door. What, honey? Welcome to my sanctum sanctorum.
Good news and better news. Dad,
yeah.
I think he likes me.
God.
Yeah, so totally hit it off. He's also a plumber, so could totally take care of me. He's an upstanding citizen. I think he might be right for me.
Marry him.
What?
Marry him. Honey, he's a bonded plumber. Marry him.
Well, I don't know that he's bonded.
Good enough for me. That means, hey, well, bring him in here. Let's see if he can get this toilet off the wall.
He would stand a better chance than we did, probably.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, I know what you're thinking to yourself. He's only 17. How can he be a plumber? The answer is, I don't know. But he probably has his reasons.
All right, cool.
All right.
Well, very good.
All right. Well. Oh, and he said fire.
Fire!
Yes, the robots hate fire.
Well, good.
So good. We could use that. Do you have any fire-related spells, or are they only ice spells?
I have one thing called Burning Hand.
Ah, yes, Burning Hand.
I don't remember what it does.
Oh, no, it's a hand of fire, probably.
I think it's a ribbon of fire.
You should call it Burning Ribbon, then.
As you hold your hands and thumbs touching and fingers spread, a thin sheet of flame shoot out forth from your outstretched fingertips.
Like this?
Extend all the rest of your fingers. Yes.
That's every magic.
Oh, no. It's like this. Or, wait, no. Like this. That one. Yeah. But turn sideways. Yeah. Because it's a sheet of fire. So it's like that.
Yeah, don't fuck it up.
Oh, my God. We're going to die.
Oh, no. Yeah, we're going to die at least three or four more times.
We'll fucking die.
Okay, but I think we can work with that.
No, we're dead.
Dad, shut up. We're going to do this.
No.
I can't live here forever.
There's a knock on the door.
Uh-oh. What door? And I jump into the stall.
The outside bathroom door.
Dad, be cool. And I jump into the stall, close it, and I jump onto the toilet so that my feet cannot be seen.
Hi, y'all. This is just Layla, just checking up. What's going
violent.
On?
Violent. We got.
I know how you like your onions, so I put a pitcher of oil and onion on your table for you, just save you the hassle. Because last couple of times I asked you what you needed, you asked me a bunch of questions. It felt awkward, and I just skipped all of that. Still no yeast.
Why? Why is she checking in on the men's bathroom?
Why is she after asking about the yeast?
Because I ordered it.
Thank you.
Wait, so is there yeast?
All right, honey. Just take your time. Don't let that oil get too cold.
I'll goodbye.
And she walks away.
All right. Well, your plumber friend, can he save us?
Oh, he can save me from loneliness.
Oh, my God. Because you know why? I think you should go after him. Because you know what?
You already said I should marry him.
I knew a plumber once, and he saved everybody. You need to do it.
Are you referring to Mario?
Yes.
Summer would not have said that. But...
Superman.
All right.
Save Mario.
I'm going to. So I jump off of the toilet. I don't know what I was standing on. I'm on the ground. I said, Dad, I think we're going to do this.
All right. Well, cool.
All right.
Give me an acrobatics check. As you're jumping off the toilet.
I mean, I'm not being that acrobatic.
No. But as you're jumping down, you accidentally kick one of the leg bones and boots over.
Uh-huh. And what, snakes come out?
No.
Okay, what comes out?
It's
a gun?
Actually.
A minigun? Flamethrower.
A minigun? No.
RPG.
It's this little minigun? It's this little canister
of
propane that you use for like camp grills.
Okay. I can work with this.
All right, cool.
I feel like fire is the vector by which we will win the day.
Fire!
That's wrong. You got it upside down.
No, that.
fire!
You can't, as you know, you can't have fire be upside down.
What?
No. You can't have fire be upside down.
Unless you're in space. Okay, so I grab this propane tank, and I walk out of the bathroom.
The robots sitting, are they all together up at the front of the stage?
Four of them are on the stage. Layla's walking around tending tables.
All right. Sidebar. What if...
With whom?
You.
Am I still in the bathroom? Or are we out
Summer,
of character?
Summer him or Tiger him?
Both. At the same time.
No, it's got to be one or the other. Because Summer already walked out.
Oh.
Well, I can come back if you yelled for me.
Or he can leave.
She.
No, or Boo, or Ari, or Kier can walk out of the bathroom.
I'm Ari.
Jerry walks out of the bathroom.
I know, so I changed it to Kier.
Throw the propane at, and I'll blast it with the fire.
Okay. Wait, right now?
I mean, it's because time is any.
All right. I would like to roll the canister underneath the jug playing band.
Okay. Then give me... if you're going to roll it, it's kind of like bowling. Give me an athletics check.
One thing that I'm thinking, it's I'm trying to be sneaky. Is there a sneaking thing or that doesn't fit here?
You don't necessarily have to be sneaky.
Well, I'm trying to roll it in a way that they don't notice. I guess I'm not trying to game it that because I'm not more proficient in stealth than I am at. The other one, athletics. I'm more proficient.
You can just set it on the stage.
I want to roll it.
It's that.
Okay, then.
I want to roll it under him because, like, I see what you're saying, but I want it to.
I want to roll it.
I want to roll it. I'm going to. Yeah.
It's going to be athletics.
All right.
Oh, 13. Okay. What'd you get? Oh, okay. So you roll it right between the two of them like in the back.
Yeah.
And it rolls right in front of those two.
Wait, there's two in the back and two in the front?
Yeah, kind of like you see it.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like a U.
Yeah, like a band. I can see it being laid out like that. Okay. I just wasn't sure if Layla was one of those, but she's
no. Layla is the ghoul up here moving.
Oh, Layla's a ghoul? I thought she was a lizard.
Well, she is a lizard, but
a ghoulish lizard.
I tried to change the picture. It didn't take.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry.
It's just that her character sheet is a ghoul.
Ah.
So she's the one tending tables.
Dad. Dad.
Yes.
Did you see? Look, I'm pointing over. Did you see my roll?
Oh, there it is.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Fire?
Wow, I thought you were going to say Ray of Frost.
Fire?
Can you do fire?
I'm going to try. I got to get real close, though, so I don't miss. So I sashay over.
Hold on. You don't have to get very close.
What if he wants to?
Because your burning hands, it's a 15-foot cone of fire.
Can I sashay closer?
If I understood what sashay meant, then maybe.
Oh, I'm sure there's a gift for it, and the gift master will deliver. Don't worry.
It's I mean, I only know the culinary thing for sashay, so you're gonna do that.
Yeah, all the way over. You guys never seen anybody sashay over?
I'm familiar with sashay. And I know you're going to give us a gift later of what sachet means.
All right.
Okay, so you sachet over.
Huh?
Now you're going to make you do a check on that. And wait,
on the stage?
What's the check?
Wait, where are you sacheting to?
Do a check.
Oh, I'm just going closer to the stage.
Okay.
So
not on the stage.
Yeah, not on the stage. I just want to make sure I know you said I wouldn't miss, but I want to make sure I don't miss because that sounds like something that would happen because we keep getting roll rolls on the stage.
He's not wrong.
No?
All right. So I hit it with then I do a little dance and then I hit it with burning hands.
You got it upside down again.
No, you don't. No, that's correct.
Summer, go grab that. Go grab a chair to hit the lizard lady.
Grab the plumber. Got it.
Yeah, grab the plumber.
What is? Ooh, roll a d20.
What was that number again? Was it R slash?
/ R space 1d20. Okay. So you successfully hit the container.
With fire?
Because I don't know how you can miss. It's a 15-foot cone. And,
can I grab a pizza shovel?
Too late.
Oh, shit.
Then roll 3d6s.
Me?
Me?
No. Who?
That makes more sense.
Yes. Yes, it does. Oh, that was pretty good.
14.
3d6.
Oh, no, the 14 is what I need.
Well, you said roll 3d6s.
You did roll 3d6s the first time.
Oh, I'm sorry, I misunderstood. I thought you meant throw 3d6s.
No.
Maybe he should, though.
Hold on. You didn't do anything wrong. I just got to check something.
Damn right.
I'm not sure if the hit points changed back on this.
Are you talking? I mean, we started.
I'm speaking out loud.
Do you want a response?
Yeah.
Didn't we start every cycle through with full hit points?
Yes, but I don't know if I changed one of the characters back. Because it seems awfully low.
Well, they should have full too, right? Or no, they don't.
They should, yes. But I don't know if I readjusted them. Oh, okay. We're good.
They're all dead.
And she was clear. Okay. And then the bomb exploded.
Oh, private.
Oh, you can see that?
No, privately rolled some dice. So I can't see. We can't see the value.
Okay.
Why don't you just tell us the value?
All right. So after the explosion, the smoke clears and everything. The, who was that now? Piggy Wigglebutt animatronic is just laying on the floor.
Dead.
Hooray. Okay.
He's just laying there. And then roll for initiative.
Maybe they'll come to the negotiating table.
So you guys both know. Okay, so the Boo, since you sauntered over, or whatever you
sashayed. Said. Sashayed.
You sashayed over, I'm putting you closer to the stage.
Yes. Okay.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, to me, anyway.
Yeah. So then the owlbear, I'm sorry, what's his name? Billy Beaver.
Yeah, Beaver. Billy Beave, we call him.
Yeah, Billy the Beave.
Billy no, not Beaver. Billy the Beave, just Billy Beave.
Billy the Beave boy, the Beave boy, boy.
Yeah, the Beave.
The Beave.
Billy the Beave boy, the Beave boy, boy.
Walks up and attacks. Attacks Cure.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, but he does.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, no, he didn't.
You better not. I'll be pissed. I don't need this on my shit right now.
So he hands. Eleven. Does that hit your? Your attack or your armor class?
Armor class is 15.
Really, that seems really high, but okay.
It just said it could. Here's the funny you say that. My notes for last time it says 15 AC now. Andy changed his mind.
Yeah. Because I think what happened was I got yours and Tiger's armor class mixed up. So you got the +3 because you got that special cape, I think. Or robe. Okay, oh, so he misses. It's not the Vuster.
It could be the Vuster.
It's not.
It's not not the Vuster.
All right, so it is Layla's turn. And she is within distance. She is within distance of Ari. So then she moves and attacks Ari.
Wait, that's me.
Yes, that is good job.
Oh.
Hey, Cure.
Yes?
That fire thing, the fire ribbon.
Yes?
Cantrip?
No.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, you got to take one away for that.
I did.
Okay.
I marked it down.
Oh, shit.
Cantrip? No.
No.
And swipes with her claws at you.
She has claws? I thought she was a lizard.
I'm sorry, don't lizards have claws?
No.
I heard she was a goblin.
So 15. I forgot to add the plus one.
15.
Or plus number. Sorry.
15 damage? So do I?
No,
do I,
no. 15 against dice? Your armor class.
Oh, okay. My armor is, I think it's 14, unless I had anything that added to it, which I don't know. But let's go with 14.
No, you have 15.
I have 15?
Yeah.
And Ty goes to the runner, right?
Ty, no, we have this discussion all the time. I think I five. Ty goes to the attacker.
Except in this case.
No.
All right, so that means, so then you have to roll for damage.
Yes.
Oh, how did I get 15? I better write this down.
So, doing 4 points of damage.
On me?
Yes.
Four?
Yeah, I already took it out of your
account. I just want to write it down, too.
All right, and then, Boo, it's your turn.
All right.
Now, wind drift away.
Ray of Frost.
Oh, of course, Ray of Frost. If only we had a broken toilet.
First, whoever's in front of me.
Billy Beeve?
Yeah. Sorry, it says Owlbear.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember.
I know.
It caught on.
Owlbear.
The Beeve.
No, Billy Beeve, just Billy Beeve.
Billy the Beeve Boy.
Billy the Beeve Boy, it reads my soul.
You can have that stuck in your head for a while.
I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Billy the Beeve.
Billy the Beeve.
All right, roll a d20.
He told you, right? Fucking game.
Good thing you're really close to the stage.
Right? You miss.
So I'm really close.
You miss. You roll a 6. You miss. It is Summer's turn.
All right. I would like to go to my grease pitcher that Layla gave to me.
Okay.
Can I?
You can.
Okay. What penalty do I get for doing that?
You can make it there.
Okay.
As your one action.
Okay. And then I get an attack too?
You can attack, but you just have the pitcher.
Well, that's what I want to do.
Okay, so what do you want to do?
Well, what I would like to do is use that pitcher, like, as a weapon. So, ideally, I would like to dump it on something and then light it on fire and burn them to death.
You're not going to be able to light it on fire.
So that would be too many actions.
Yeah, it would be too many actions. So you can go and pick up the pitcher and end your turn.
Okay.
If you want. But you're not going to be able to go get the pitcher and then dump. or you're not going to be able to get the picture, dump it, and light it on fire.
Can I get the picture and dump?
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I'm going to do that onto Layla.
Onto Layla. Okay. Now it is. Is the over? Oh, Tommy T. Toad's turn.
T. Toad, Tommy T. Toad.
And drift away.
So he's going to use webby hands against Kier.
Why does he have to come after me? What did I do to him?
You ate all his Cheerios.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he misses.
Oh, he misses.
He misses.
He misses.
After that, it is
Tommy D. Toad.
Is Buster the Bear.
Buster the Bear.
And he is also going to attack here.
Oh, come on, guys. Let's just, you know, come on.
Come on.
I'm all stringy. Just leave me alone.
You're all stringy?
Stringy, you know.
They're not going to eat you.
Oh, well, I thought that would help.
They're robots.
Dancing robots.
All right. Dancing robots. All right, so he connects with that. Doing 6 points of damage. Now it is
Summer's turn.
No. The Beeves' turn.
Never heard of her.
And the Beeve is going to take a swipe.
Nap. I mean, Jerry, you're fucked. You got three
with,
of them on
with
you.
The beak. The beef is going
to. You should never move so close to the stage.
Yeah. Oh, well. I hate this guy.
We should have just played Rocket League.
An 11 does not hit you, correct? No, your armor class is too high.
Yeah, it's a 15.
All right, it is Layla's turn. She goes to bite Summer.
That's me.
Yes. Yes, okay. It is. So 12 does not hit you, so she misses.
She's also covered in grease. I don't know if you mentioned.
She is covered in fryer oil.
And onions.
Cure, it is your turn.
All right. How many people are around me? All three of these guys?
Three of them, yeah.
I go invisible.
I don't. This light makes me look like super surprised when I look over.
All called invisibility, right?
Yeah, invisibility. I thought that's right.
Yeah. Also, when he goes invisible, if he goes invisible, it might make a spark, probably. Maybe start a fire.
Are these guys still covered in grease? Are they going to start on fire again?
They were not on. There's no grease on those.
Okay, well, they were fucked.
There it is.
Billy the Beef Boy, the Beef Boy Bo.
Okay, so.
Billy the Beef Boy is a beef, my beef. So stupid. Billy the Beef Boy, the beef my beef, you wanna be
beef my bow. Wanna get stuck in your rock and roll and beef the wave.
Oh, okay, so you turn invisible.
Oh, did you have to look that up?
I wanted to make sure you didn't have to roll for it.
Oh.
Super invisible, super fucking runaway.
Yeah, but now right. You can't do anything.
Summer, it's your turn.
That's me. What is Brimble doing?
He's just standing there, watching.
Just watching. I would like to get him engaged somehow.
Okay. How are you going to do that?
I can only think of immature things to say.
And it'll be boy.
Can I yell to him in an inspiring way? Or show him my tits? That was what I was going to say first. That was immature.
You should probably not do that. No.
I just want him to do anything except watch.
I mean, you can't just like show him your tits and expect him to jump into action. You
have to tell him. He is a 17-year-old boy. He will do anything for tits.
That he will go to the bathroom. Sorry, not getting into it.
All right, yeah, fine. So I would like to get him into the battle. I don't know how to get him into the battle. Can someone help me?
You can scream to him.
Okay. I could yell to him like a damsel in distress.
Yes, you can do that.
I hope it would attract him into battle. You
can tell him what to do.
I don't even know what to tell him what to do. Like, all right. What would I tell? I mean, all I would say was yell attack, but I don't have like a specific thing to tell him to do. My dad just went invisible. This woman is full of grease. I could tell him to like light the grease on fire.
Okay.
But I don't know how he's going to do that. I would say, hey, Brimble, my boy. I wouldn't say that. I'd say, hey, Brimble, light her up. And hope she would do like a cool movie thing. Or he would do a cool movie thing.
Okay. He rolled very poorly.
Well, just for initiative. But
yeah. So he's going to have to wait his turn to do something.
All right. Then I guess that's my turn.
Okay. So, Tommy T-Tone's turn. Toad's turn. And after his prey disappears, he just starts walking towards Summer.
Oh, cool.
Same thing with the bugbear. Just starts walking towards Summer. Now it is Brimble's turn.
Brimble?
Seven. Actually, that's not what I wanted to do.
Yeah, you want him to roll higher.
No, that's not what I meant.
That's what I meant.
Okay, but that one, Brimble picks up the candle that's sitting on the table.
How did I not know about this candle?
because you never asked about it. Throws it at Layla. Layla plays the guitar. So it hits. Oh, all mine are still private. It's for 6 points of damage.
Just enough to engulf her in flames for death.
It does engulf her in flames for now. Or yes, it does engulf her in flames.
For death.
For death.
All right, so it is now the Beeves' turn. And Boo, before I do that, before I go with that, give me a stealth check or a stealth roll.
All right. Regular or advanced? Do I have an advantage because I'm invisible?
No. Okay. So the Beef does not see you and walks somehow right around you towards Summer. It is Layla's turn, who takes more damage because she is on fire.
She's screaming?
No.
Oh, she's just on fire?
For some more damage. And she will take a... she will bite again at Summer.
Bite her!
I know she bit at me last time. She must have missed.
Meow.
Meow.
And that is not going to hit. So Ooh. She misses again. It is Boo's turn.
Just so we're clear, because this happened to me last time, if I do any magic spell, I'm going to lose my invisibility, right?
Correct.
Can I grab things and, not become invisible? Can I throw something and, distract somebody so that Tiger might have an advantage?
No, if you grab something, that is fine. Or you can use your mage hand cantrip.
Oh, okay. Can I
watch that? No. I'm sorry. Don't use your mage hand cantrip.
Yeah.
I got that backwards. If you use a spell, you will lose your invisibility. Okay. So you can pick something up.
Right. So I pick something up and I throw it at the back of Shrek.
Okay.
Well, whatever his name is. And then hopefully he doesn't see me.
Billy the Bedbug.
Is that the Beeve?
No. It says Ogre. So the one who got by me.
No, he's
Tommy T-Toad.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, so roll a d20 with advantage, please.
How do I do that?
It'll say with advantage. Oh shit! No, that's a check. Just roll 2d20.
So
/ r / 2d20.
Okay, cool.
And we're going to take the 6, but that it does not hit.
Wonderful.
Yes, it is Summer's turn.
That's me.
Yes.
So Layla's on fire. So there's still 3 of them.
4.
Who's the 4th one? Oh, Layla. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Can I hit any of them with an arrow?
You can hit any of them with an arrow.
I'm going to shoot at Layla just because I know she's damaged.
Okay.
What do I roll? A 20?
Just roll it. Yeah, 1d20. Plus 7. So 15?
Yeah.
Layla is... Cool. Okay, that hits. Roll 1d10 plus 3. No, got to put the slash R in.
Yeah.
So 5 points of damage. She is still not down. It is the ogre's turn. Sorry. Tommy T. Toad, who continues making his way over to Summer and is within striking distance. But does not, cannot attack. Buster the Bear also does the same thing, but cannot attack. The commoner, or sorry, Brimble, throws. He picks up I'm trying to remember if I said the matriarch was his aunt.
You didn't say that, but you said that
I thought
there was a matriarch rather than a patriarch.
Yeah, I thought it was Brimble was the nephew.
It's not something you specified.
Okay. No, sister-in-law.
I don't remember you saying that, whether or not it's okay, true, I don't know.
All right, critical failure. He picks up the glass and throws it and hits the little kid at the table in the face. Killing him.
Oh, no.
Yes. It is the beef's turn.
Wait. So we're back at the top of the initiative order and we're
yes.
a little bit past time.
All right. I wasn't sure if you guys wanted to finish it or
I
continue next time.
I don't see a path that we beat it on this turn. I mean, we're doing a lot better, so like we're getting there, but like Layla is on fire, just had 5 damage, and she's still not dead, and we still have 3 more of them to beat. And yes, I guess we haven't taken much damage yet. I just don't feel momentum's on our side. What do you think, Boo?
I mean, are they still all up? I mean, they're still kind of all up.
Right.
If we had blown some of them up and it was only a couple of them, but it's like all of them.
So, well, we did blow one up before there's we started.
Four. Yeah.
So I guess I wonder if like we lost this turn, maybe there's more. I mean, I don't know that we learned anything other than.
I will give you this. Since Layla is on fire, she will most likely die this her next turn. Which is next.
Right.
That helps you keep going or not, that is completely up to you.
Well, I think maybe we're getting closer to convincing more of the commoners to help. I don't think there's any way. I just don't think that me and Kier are going to be able to take on everyone here, even if we do kill Layla. Because we still have 3 more, you know, biggish enemies that have... I don't think they have any damage yet, do they?
They did take some damage from the explosion.
Oh, that's right. So
and the actual cone of fire.
I would imagine if we died this turn, we might do it a little bit differently to maximize that initial, you know, that initial explosion and then get into maybe a better position and maybe just better coordinate. That's just my opinion.
That's up to you guys. I can't.
So I guess my proposition to end this is to say we fought valiantly and better. However, we still died this turn. And the next turn, we'll do it just a little bit better. But I don't know. I'm welcome to hear what you think, Boo. Because I guess an option would be like, okay, next time we get together, we start from this point.
Okay. Yeah, whatever you want to do. I'm a little discouraged because I'm kind of we're having a hard time, I think, with this. So
I know, but I think we're getting closer to getting there. So like the next time around, I think we would have a little bit more going for us. Like we would know that the explosion worked, and I feel like we would have gotten some cred with at least Brimble. And maybe get Brimble's family. So if we had Brimble's family, that would help us a lot. And if we had Brimble's family, maybe we would have the, what was it, triplets?
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. That would just be my idea anyway.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
I mean, maybe let's just stop it here. And then next time we can pick it up and see what happens.